guys, how are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportTalkMatt. Every morning we are here thanks to BetMGM on bettingpros.com, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. So yesterday was a disaster, and the sun comes up today, and we come back and we fire on some more plays, but that's not going to change that yesterday was a complete disaster. I'm angry for a bunch of reasons. Look, when you bet favorites to win inside the distance and dogs win on the cards, you're going to have a bad day. And that's what happened. I disagreed with three fights on the cards, including Sanhagen versus TJ Dillashaw. And it's really frustrating when you leave it up to the judges because you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know how they're going to be influenced. I mean, TJ's whole family was there. Like, the whole apex was cheering for Dillashaw. I don't know if that impacted the judges or not. I don't know what they were watching with the Maverick fight against Barber. I think that was just insanity that Barber won that fight. I mean, just you go through it and you're like, what the heck are you watching? Like, how are you coming up with this decision this way? But look, they're paid. They're, you know, Octagon side. I'm not. And, you know, I had Sanhagen win that fight 3-2. I think the fourth round, okay. I mean, you can make a debate. I think the fifth round goes heavily to Sanhagen. And I thought you could say that round, you know, one maybe goes to Dillashaw, round two goes to Sanhagen, round three goes to Dillashaw, and then four and five was won by Sanhagen. I'm sorry. In round four, without a doubt, went to Sanhagen. I don't know what the judges were watching. And so it's insane to me that it wound up being TJ Dillashaw, but it felt like a narrative night. It felt like, I don't know, it just didn't feel right. The whole night didn't feel right. And I went 0-3 on my bets in the UFC. We got the baseball play wrong. We added on with the Tigers, who I had under 10 and 15 runs got scored in that game against the Tigers and the Royals. So yeah, not good. Just a bad. I had a bunch of personal plays that missed. So it was a bad, bad Saturday. So when that happened, you guys kind of know the way that I go here. I tend to go small. And I tend to kind of lick my wounds a little bit. And I have four plays I'm going to tell you about here today, but they're all a quarter unit. And these are all just for fun. All right. I'm going to have one unit in play because it's a Sunday. And that's what I get paid to do, is make bets and make plays. You guys can make up your own decision on how much you want to wager, or if you want to fade all four of these bets, go right ahead. But I'm getting exotic, and I'm going to have some fun here on a Sunday because I had a crap Saturday and I just want to have some fun. So I want to have some action, some money in play, but nothing serious. And if I lose all four bets, I'm not going to be upset at all. Okay. I'm telling you this going in, that these are bets that I'll handicap them for you, but two of them are soccer, one of them is softball, and then one is baseball, okay? And it's a biased baseball bet. So just telling you at the front here, you know, don't come at me and be like, nice plays today, Matt. Look, I'm anticipating not a very good day today, okay? You want to parlay all four of these and go against me? Go right ahead, okay? I'm not going to be angry at all when it comes to this. And it really stinks because going into yesterday, I was 16-13 over the last 9 days, up 0.7 units. So we're up, not great, but we were winning. And then I just wiped it all out. Now we're 16-17 over the last 10 days, down 1.5 units. So that stinks. And we'll see what happens tonight. We do have the France bet going right now. Team USA in France. By the time you guys listen to this, that game's going to be over. I don't know what is happening. We took France plus 12. The line closed at 12.5. A lot of money came in on Team USA as expected. And maybe Team USA wins and blows them out. Very possible. I'm hoping for a closer game and Team USA does not cover like they did against Spain. But you never know what Team USA want. If they turn it on and go heavy, they could potentially blow out France pretty easily if they wanted to. So the hope is that France keeps it relatively close and we get ourselves a cover there for a half a unit. And we've got the bet for a half a unit on Tony Finau to come in top five, top 10. He played very well on Saturday. Okay. He got himself into striking distance. I believe he starts the day. I think he's five strokes off or six strokes off the lead. But he's only, I think it's more than that. I think 12 under leads it to start the day. He's at 6 under, I believe. I think that's right. Or maybe it's 3 under. He shot 6 under on Saturday. I can't remember. But he has He is definitely within striking distance for the top 10. Top five might be tough, but top 10, he's definitely within striking distance. He plays really well on Sunday. So we're hoping for Finau to go low and hoping for France to play well against Team USA. But I'm not holding my breath given what has happened over this weekend. I'm not holding my breath. Just how it goes, right? It's the roller coaster. It's the up and down, and it's the betting in July that's somewhat frustrating and annoying because it just kind of it is what it is. I'll show you guys on YouTube my kitten, who is incredibly annoying. You guys can probably hear him batting. Yeah, there he is, batting on the microphone. He's a terror at this time of night. When I tape overnight, I had no idea I was going to get a cat that was going to literally attack me. He's attacking my legs as I'm taping this podcast, just FYI on that. So his name is Marshmallow. So say hi, Marshmallow. That's Marshmallow. Everybody on YouTube, that's Marshmallow. Say hi. If you want to see what Marshmallow looks like, go to YouTube and watch and hit subscribe while you're there. He's an absolute terror for a kitten. He's a terror. He's 11 weeks old and he's an absolute terror. Anyways, my daughter named him Marshmallow. So anyways, back to the podcast. Real quick before we get to the picks, the parlay didn't hit. So the parlay now is 5-22. But I was annoyed that one person decided to make a run at D Nizzy and kind of, you know, ribbing him for nice pick when Iran came back in the fourth quarter against the Czech Republic. Czech, they won. They were 17-point favorites. They closed actually 18.5-point favorites. And I think it was a 25-9 run or something like that in the fourth quarter for Iran, who stormed back to cover. And people were like, nice parlay. That is not okay, because I went to him and I asked him specifically to put that parlay together and he didn't want to do it. And I talked him into it because Cold Brewster on the Discord channel, another handle, his hit, and we had some fun doing it. Now we went 1-1 together on the parlay doing that no yes run in the first inning parlay. First, you know, one of them hit, second one did not, and we were having fun with it. And D Nizzy is a guy who bets international basketball. He bets, you know, under 20 basketball. He's all in on hoops. So I thought it might be fun because it's July, okay? And it's the doldrums. And the people who listen, you guys are listening to the Daily Juice right now. You are diehards. I love you. You're our guys. You're my guys, okay? I love you to death for sticking with this podcast for a variety of reasons. But most importantly, it's July. We're betting on softball and soccer, okay? This is not fun. We're betting baseball every day. One of my good friends, Papa Bear, is getting destroyed betting baseball. He's miserable right now because he like me, bets every day. And he's like, bleep, this bleep is so annoying because it's such a grind. It's baseball betting is every day, multiple teams trying to find the right angle, and you get burned all the time. You think you're on the right side, and the Red Sox blow a lead for the first time in 35 games. They blew a lead in the eighth inning in this game. They were 35-4 or something like that, and they hadn't blown a game in the extra. Their bullpen hadn't blown a game for like 35 games. What do? They blow a game to the Yankees. So I wasn't on that game. I was on the Red Sox team total personally in that game, over 4.5. They scored 3, and then they got stupid and they started to relax and the Yankees came back. But that's just kind of where baseball is right now. It's hard. This is hard. To bet right now is hard. And so don't do that. Don't be a jerk to somebody who's giving us their time to spice up the podcast, to give it something new, to give us something fun to watch. And this is for entertainment purposes, guys, okay? I've told you guys this for a long time. If you're losing or you're betting and you're angry and you're mad, walk away. Hit the pause button, okay? And I'm not one of these dudes of like, I'm going to murder your bookie or I'm going to make you a millionaire. Like, that's not what I'm about, guys. Okay. That's just not. I lose a lot. You guys know this. Okay. But I love this. It's super fun. The community is what I want. That's what I've looked to build. We're over 7,000 users in the Discord channel now. And that's the point of this. And some people get it. Some people don't. Okay. Some people get all mad when I say that and they're like, oh yeah, nice parlay there, guy. What is that? Like that's not right. So losing is part of this. And if you can't handle losing, then you can't handle winning, period. You know? And if you're betting thousands and losing thousands, okay, maybe it's time to reassess. I don't know. I don't do that. You guys, I don't bet thousands every game. Okay. I don't. I bet within my means, but I start in the black every month. You guys always remember that, okay? I get paid to do this. So I get paid to make plays. I get paid to talk to you guys. I get paid to host the Sharps Report. I get paid to be in the Discord channel and to have fun. I get paid to tell you guys to buy the hats, okay? Total transparency as to what we do. And so remember that. Remember where I am versus everybody else when it comes to this situation. And I'm asking a guy to come in and give us a pick to be fun. And you have the nerve to make fun of him or go at him? Like, no, okay? That is not acceptable. So please don't do that. And, you know, give Dean Izzy some love. If you're in the Discord channel, give that dude some love, okay? Say thank you for doing that, man. That stinks that the Czech Republic choked. They won, but they didn't cover. Like, that stinks. But most likely, at the time of taping, I don't know this, but Australia probably covered and Team USA probably didn't, okay? Which was the other two legs of the parlay, because more often than not, parlays go 2 and 3, 2 for 3, right? Except when you bet mine, when you go 0 for 2 on the parlay yesterday for Soriano and Maverick. I went 0-2 on that parlay. But Maverick won that fight. I don't care what you said. Maverick won that fight. Sanhagen won that fight, but fine. I'm wrong. Bets cashed, but the judges were wrong. In my opinion, the judges were wrong. Okay, so you guys can take the BetMGM offer, bet $20 to win $100 on any one of these offers if you would like. And one play I think might be kind of fun. Team USA plays against Jamaica here in the Gold Cup. All right, this is a Gold Cup quarterfinal. This is, if you want to bet for Team USA to advance, it's minus 500, okay? For a quarter unit, I'm not betting that, okay? But this is in Dallas. This is a home game. Team USA minus 180, the favorite to win in regulation, 90 minutes plus stoppage time. Okay. This is it for Team USA. This is a quarterfinal match for Team USA. They've got to get after it here at home. And I'm going with the red, white, and blue. A couple of people got angry with me for betting against Team USA, going like, man, what are you doing betting against Team USA basketball? That's not cool. Well, okay. Now I'm betting on Team USA in the Gold Cup for soccer. Okay. Team USA quarter unit minus 180. Not a great return. That's not what we're doing. It's not a great return. You know, we're not jumping on that, just FYI. So I don't care about the return right now. Okay. I want to have some action on Team USA. I'm going quarter unit, Team USA minus 180, quarter unit against Jamaica. It's a night game, 9:30 Eastern time, 6:30 Pacific time. FS1, Fox Sports 1's got the telecast for you. So we need Team USA to win this match and win it in regulation. Nothing going to stoppage time or extra time and penalty kicks can't happen. Someone has to advance. Team USA to advance is minus 500. No, thank you. Team USA, minus 180. The draw's live. That's the third leg of this bet, right? You can do, you know, draw, win for either side. Going Team USA minus 180 for a quarter unit. Second soccer bet. And again, this comes down to the first game. It is going to be Costa Rica taking on Canada, also at Texas Stadium, AT&T, Dallas, Texas. You have a 7 p.m. Eastern time start and a 4 o'clock Pacific time start on Fox Sports 1. All right. Costa Rica and Canada. I don't know much about this, except that all the odds I'm seeing on these two teams is that both these two teams are extremely even, and that some people believe that we're going to have to go to extra time and penalty kicks, that these two teams, that they both teams are going to be, they expect kind of a higher scoring game. Offensively, they're okay. I got it at even money for both teams to score. I've seen it at plus 102, 103, 104. Even money was the best number I saw. So I grabbed both teams to score even money for Jamaica and for Costa Rica and Canada. And Canada hasn't been that bad in this game. Costa Rica's been okay in this tournament here. And this is to go to a 1-1, 2-1, 3-1. Doesn't matter who wins, just for both teams to put the ball in the opposing team's net. Even money, quarter unit, Canada, Costa Rica is the game before Team USA. So two soccer bets going on here. Costa Rica, Canada, both teams to score, even money. Team USA to win in regulation plus extra time at minus 180 at a quarter unit. It's Sunday and it's getting all wacko and wild. All right, let me tell you about the other bet here. And this is a softball bet. However, at the time of taping, I can't give this bet because I don't know what the numbers are, because here's what's happening. As I am recording, Japan and Canada are playing in the semifinals of the Olympic tournament. The USA softball gold medal game would be Tuesday morning versus Japan if Japan beats Canada tonight. If Canada wins over Japan tonight, Team USA would need a win over Japan on Sunday night, or have Canada lose to Italy, or only give up one run and lose 1-0 to Japan to get into the gold medal match. I don't know what the total is, but once we figure this whole thing out, if Team USA is playing, we're betting the under for Team USA. 5.5, 6, 6.5. That's when the number is probably going to be. Team USA's offense is not good. They just won 2-1 tonight, okay, in their game against Australia. Their offense has been really bad. Their defense is great. Their pitching is tremendous. That's why they have a chance to be in the gold medal game, okay? If they're going to pitch in the gold medal game against Japan and play on Tuesday, we'll be on Team USA to win the gold medal against Japan coming up on Tuesday morning if Japan beats Canada. If they don't, Canada wins, Team USA will play Japan today, Sunday night, and they'll have them, so then they'll need to beat Japan or lose to Japan by just one run, lose 1-0 to get into the gold medal game. So it's a little complicated, but let's just see what happens. But if it doesn't happen, I'll come back with a quarter unit bet today in the Discord channel. I will post another quarter unit wager. Don't know what it will be on. Maybe basketball, maybe baseball. I don't know. But I'll have another quarter unit to make up if we don't have Team USA versus Japan today. But if it is Japan's versus the USA in softball, we're betting the under, whatever the number is, bet the under. Okay. As long as it's not 4.5. Okay. If the number's 4.5, get with me in the morning. We'll chat about it. But if it's 5, 5.5, 6, 6.5, we're betting the under for Team USA softball against Japan here in the semifinals of the US of the Olympic softball tournament. Okay. So that's a quarter unit on the under, depending on what happens right now with Japan and Canada. They're playing as we speak. And then the last bet of the day, we're going baseball, and I'm taking the Red Sox because I hate the Yankees, and the Red Sox should have won that game, and they got lax. They're up 3-0, and they thought it was all sugar plums and roses. And then they got beat because the Yankees are still the Yankees. And the Red Sox, Adam Ottavino and company, that bullpen, brutal. The offense went to sleep because they thought it was over, and they thought, the Yankees can't score, we're good. The Yankees can't score. But if you give any Major League Baseball team, if you don't respect them, you're going to lose. And the Red Sox, look, they very well could lose this game and tie the series up 2-2. And it's just a brutal loss. It very well could happen. But like I said, I'm just betting on things because I want to have action. And I'm not betting against my team on a Sunday. Period. I'm not betting against the Red Sox. -135, Red Sox money line against the Yankees here for a quarter unit. Why? Because I hate the Yankees. That's why. There's no other breakdown in logic behind that. I mean, I don't like Martin Perez. The total is 10.5, I think, with that game. It's 10.5. I could easily see it being a high scoring game for sure. I mean, it's just like a blah situation. Red Sox totally blew that. But the Yankees offense is pathetic. The Red Sox hopefully have a big day here. Martin Perez has pitched fairly well against the Yankees. He's been okay against them. Herman has been this year and kind of against the Red Sox. He's 3-point-something ERA against Red Sox. Not horrible, but I think Boston comes to life here. It's a TBS game, by the way. It's a 1:10 Eastern time start, so it's a 10:10 Pacific time start. It's a morning game for me. Red Sox to win here on a Sunday to take 3 of 4 against the Yankees after coughing up that game pathetically yesterday. No, high scoring, low scoring, doesn't matter. Just win the game for the Red Sox. Okay. So those are the four plays for us here today for the Daily Juice. USA, Jamaica, we're taking USA to win in regulation and stoppage time at -180 for a quarter unit. Both teams to score for Costa Rica and Canada, even money at a quarter unit. Softball will be the underplay if it happens. If not, get with me in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to get in, or underneath me here on YouTube to click and get into it. And then Red Sox to win, money line quarter unit for -135 on that for the Red Sox and the Yankees today for our four plays for a Sunday. Look, we've got to get kind of through the weekend. I hate betting baseball on Monday. I'll try to find some more exotic things as we roll through. Football season is rapidly approaching, thankfully, and we will start to make more football bets coming up here over the next couple of weeks. But football season is in the just over the horizon. We're almost there. We're almost to football season. So just bear with us here as we have a lot to come and a lot of fun things to come down the pike for college and pro football. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on BettingPros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.